This is Chuck and Becky Rescue the Winchesters, a story told in four parts. Or How Chuck Acquired a Kitten Named Sue. A supernatural fanfic written by Somnolent Blue, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG, contains some oblivious Becky and pining Chuck, and takes place somewhere between Season 5, Episode 1 and Season 5, Episode 9. 1. FML. Chuck hated his life. His guardian angel was an asshole. His insurance wouldn't cover his therapy. Trauma caused by exploding angel has no corresponding billing code. And he had to call up Becky again to help him rescue the Winchesters. He opened CallerTel and clicked Bucky's number. "Please don't be home. Please don't be home," he muttered. Okay. She would be home, because she would be with him when they rescued the Winchesters, but maybe his vision was wrong. "Chuck!" Becky exclaimed. "Have you read my latest? Aren't my characterizations awesome now?" "Becky," Chuck said. "Listen, the Winchesters need you." 2. TV tropes. Ascended fangirl, genre savvy, will travel. Chuck opened the door. "Wow," he said, taking in her black clothes and docks. "You look somber." "You said rescue," Becky replied. "Rescue implies possible blood and guts. I can't afford Buffy's dry cleaning bill, so..." She entered, plunked herself down at his desk, and pulled a notepad and pen out of her backpack. "Now, what exactly are we rescuing them from?"
"I don't know. They were frowning, and there was a bunch of flying furniture. We rushed in, and that's all I know."
"We'll need salt, a lighter, and poltergeist stuff. Rope's always good, and a towel." 3. Lolcat. "Chuck, he's so cute! You could name him Sam, and his brother Dean!" Chuck cursed the hardware store, its rock salt supply, the stupid adjacent petables, and its stupid adoptable kittens in front. The surprisingly knowledgeable hunter had disappeared, leaving behind this squeeful girl and kittens. Kittens! He couldn't even feed himself regularly. Forget kittens. "Becky, angels explode in my house. That's not compatible with kittens." She placed one of them in his hands. "You help save the world. Save their world." He looked at the kitten. The kitten looked back. "Fine, but only one, and his name is Sue." 4. Texts from last night. Okay, maybe the Winchesters hadn't needed saving. They would have torched Casper just fine without Chuck's inadvertent ghost distraction and Becky's salt intervention. Visions were true from a certain point of view, and all that Yoda crap. Chuck gulped his drink and looked over to where Becky was speaking animatedly at the Winchesters. She had totally saved his ass. "Dear self, stop crushing on the girl who's crushing on the hero. It doesn't end well." Chuck smashed the send key, sending the text to his blog where it would post and be a reminder even after his drunken wisdom fled. The end.